The coldest night of the year, CNOY, is back, so Guelphites better bundle up for a walk to raise money for Hope House. This year's goal is to raise $148,000. This is the first in-person fundraising walk Hope House has held since 2020. Last year there were almost 70 teams and nearly 300 walkers. This year we're more than halfway to those goals already, said Sean Yeo, campaign chair for the CNOY. The family-friendly walk is to raise money for those experiencing homelessness, hunger, and the charities to support these individuals. The walk is set for February 25, with event festivities begin at 4 p.m. There is a choice of a 2.5K walk or 5K walk. Team captains are still being recruited to gather friends and family to walk together in support of Hope House. Individual walkers can also register. The route is set up in downtown Guelph. Since COVID-19, demand for our services nearly doubled and will inevitably continue to rise. Hope House must remain scalable and nimble to meet this emerging need. We are an independent local charity that is entirely funded by our community. Your participation in CNOY helps fund critical poverty relief services and will change lives, said Jaya James, executive director at Hope House, in a press release. After the walk has concluded, participants are welcomed to enjoy a warm meal. This year it will be made students in the culinary arts program at Conestoga College, said Yeo. During the event at a walk prior to the pandemic, Yeo would greet walkers after they finished their route and thank them for participating. He noticed a man wearing a CNOY toque from a previous year. Yeo thought the man was a volunteer. I thanked him and said, "It's so great to have you back as a volunteer." He kind of paused for a moment and said, "Well, actually, I got this hat when I was sleeping rough and this was given to me from the Coldest Night of the Year program," said Yeo. The man had been able to get on his feet because of the help he received. It was meaningful for him to do that walk for others, said Yeo.